Hi guys, it's Keaton here for the Casthetic Podcast. I want to remind you to please use the Amazon banner link at the top of our website at casthetic.com for all of your online shopping needs. It costs you nothing extra, and the show gets a percentage of all the sales. Please bookmark it. And now, on to the show. Welcome to a very special episode of Casthetic. I am your host, Keaton Buse, and we got such a treat for you today. This guy tore it up on the stage at UMF this past summer, and now he tore it up in the studio here at Bias. It is Silo Mentality, and this is his song, Big Shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Feeling emotional, emo thoughts spilling out my brain. If you can't comprehend a hero, that's still okay. About my lane, trying to perfect a craft faster, build a pride to keep it solid. And if everything goes smooth, better empty out your pockets. I've been hopping all these obstacles, and though it's audible, you never want to hear my words aloud. It's sort of comical, ha. I'm sad, but it makes me kind of laugh that I haven't done anything up in my life remotely rad. And I talk all this hot shit that I got no profession. You hate on my manhood, yeah, that act like I'm seven. And I flow fast to compensate no gonads, and I pretty much find nothing perilous up on my warpath. Yeah, I'm pathetic. And I like it that way. I'm comfortably numb, no need to watch what you say to win a comma. No need to deal with prima donna mama. Spend a Sunday night smooth, watch a career dramas. I'm the laziest piece that you'd never wanna meet. I'd probably die alone, my future's feeling obsolete. Up on this habitation, a planet that rock upon the sun. I'd go back to where I came from, but I don't know where I'm from. That's life, what safety, what strife. I ain't no Christian, but I find that people pray alike. Never the one to ask for the time to a saint. Good money, good music, don't make my God be extinct. Why? Cause I'm a big shot. What you know about shopping at the Gap, bruh? Cause I'm a big shot. Got my selfie stick at hand and I don't give a crap cause I'm a big shot. Yo, don't care if any packs are whack cause I'm bringing them back and I'm a big shot. Yo, and I like to wear Crocs while I'm rocking the bar cause I'm a big shot. Woo! We at in the studio, oddly enough. Check. I dipped to the studio with the rhymes I acquired. I wrote verse 2 in like 2 hours prior. I remember being a wordsmith at 16, feeling mad cool. Kicking the back of my pop study, watching mad tunes. When life was alright, didn't have to decide what I gotta do with the rest of my life so no checks decline. Cause what I'm trying to say is I'm raised better than this. Because my mom and pops loved me, I was smothered and kissed. And pretty well in grade school, no tech back to 5th. The music was always the passion just before I could Like back in the day, safe right before 9-5, it'd be that late night dreaming when I close my eyes. I'd see lights, cameras in action, glamour, glitters, and gold. Behold, and my demo tape is where my story's foretold. It's like 24-7, 365, no blemish alive. Sons of the warriors defend for God, and I'ma keep going hard till the break of Ramadan. Style up an intifada, reply denied. I check, no me, no stopping, I'm dropping lyrical flows. And the heretics like mentality been ripping them flows. Ayo, calling them shots in due time. Cause solo, me luminous without a bottle of moonshine. A who's grind, no, I do not worship the dollar. Subtract the D and he means he's my collar. Bust it, sit back and just relax. The enigma's got the rhymes and the flows to back. And if I left you with the thought that's so for real, the hunger, get yours and persevere. Cause I'm a big shot. Yo, Lunar Tick is a big shot. Check it out, yo, yo, yo. Cause I'm a big shot. I dine at Denny's, don't respect myself. Cause I'm a big shot. 6 hours of Skyrim cause I'm a woodland elf and I'm a big shot. I tweet about Donald Trump while he's taking a dump cause he's a big shot. Damn! And I don't say thank you when you hold the door cause I'm a big shot. Big shot, big shot, big shot, big shot cause I'm a big shot. Yo, an ego addicted, egomaniac. Yo, I hate myself, yo, yo, I said I hate myself. yo. But I love myself, yo, yo. I said I love myself, I hate myself. Love myself, I hate myself. Love myself, I said I love myself. Hate myself, love myself, I hate myself. Love myself, I said I love myself. I hate myself, love myself, I hate myself. Hate myself, I said I love myself. Hate myself, love myself, hate myself. Yo, oddly enough.
Welcome back. Let's go around, introduce everyone so you know their wonderful voices, so you can match voices with faces and whatnot if you're looking at, staring at the picture longingly while listening to this. So,
hello, everybody. I am Ahmad Mustafa Al-Noor, also known as Silo Mentality.
Yep.
And Jeremy, introduce yourself, man. Don't okay. Be rude, man.
Okay, all right. Jeez Louise.
Tell the world,
man.
Who you are, man.
Jeez Louise. Yeah, so... As Ahmad pointed out, my name is Jeremy Barr. I'm not going to say my middle name because I'm slightly more embarrassed about it than Ahmad
is
of
it?
His.
What
nope,
is it, Jeremy?
Not.
What is it, Jeremy?
Micklish.
Micklish?
Micklish. Jeremy Micklish Barr, yes. And I only say I'm embarrassed of it because it's a very confusing name, and people always ask me about it. It's my mom's maiden name, and I love my mom to death, and I like the name. I don't like explaining it. But anyways, again, Jeremy Barr, I am... the music behind Silo Mentality.
There you go.
This is me.
Yeah.
This is my voice.
Now, one thing I wanted to ask is, in that song Big Shot, you mentioned your woodland elf. What class are you going for your woodland elf? Are you a stealth bow class, or
uh-oh,
are we talking more magic?
I'm more of a ninja, so you know, I would have to say stealth. I'm not much of a mage or a magician, so I would have to rely a lot more on my agility and my stealth. So, yes, I would go.
As is the woodland elf class normally goes. Now, me, I'm a dark elf, all about that destruction magic.
Oh, God. Oh man, he's putting you on the spot.
He really is. He's testing out the World of Warcraft
knowledge.
You,
yeah.
I thought we were doing Skyrim here.
Awkward. Oh, my God. It's like,
now
I don't even know my
own. Cat's out of the bag, guys.
I know, dude. He caught me. Are you going to expose me like that in the first 3 minutes of your...
You're the one throwing up woodland elves. I thought we were Skyrimming.
Exactly. He's just adding fuel to the fire that you started, sir.
I did. That's my mistake.
So what was the inspiration behind that song, Big Shot?
Man, I don't. All right, so just to give you some pretense, I guess there's also a track on the album, on my album that just came out last summer of 2016. It's called Self-Loathing Confidence, where it's like a I hate myself, love myself kind of track, and that's kind of the vibe we were going for with Big Shot.
And I think it's important to note that the version that you guys just heard is
an
alternate version.
The
actual version on his album is a lot different. It's, you know, similar in tempo, but it's way different, and I highly encourage you guys to listen to the album, especially that song, and then compare it to the alternate version, because I think it's you know, a really cool contrast.
Yeah.
And it really, because the original one is very, like, kind of, it's almost like comical, you know what I mean? It's very light-footed. Very light footed.
I know, when you bust out the line about shopping at the Gap, I'm like, oh shit, he arrived, moved up from Old Navy.
Yeah. Oh shoot, yo, dude, you're hip. I worked at Old Navy for 2 years.
Yeah.
That was me. That was my
now
life.
Now, if you're getting some kahikis, you got to go to the Gap.
There
absolutely.
You go.
But yeah, no, anyways, continue with the what inspired the lyrics.
No, it's a lot of that, just joke rap. I get a lot of inspiration, especially from like artists like Kool-Aid D and Das Racist. Actually, one of my tracks on the album, I give a shout out to Kool-Aid D.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of that silly, goofy rap, but at the same time, it's me.
Now, when you're writing your lyrics, do you start off with a beat and a chord progression and then write your lyrics, or do you write your lyrics first and then, Jeremy, you come in with your production and your...
It used to be a lot of me just writing. I'd write at school. I'd write at, like, honestly, anywhere. If a bar came in my mind, I would just kind of just jot it down, mental note or on paper or in my phone. I would say for the past maybe 3 years, though, it's been a lot of like me and Jeremy in the studio. Jeremy will come up with like a chord progression, or he'll find this like dope sample, and will kind of start with the composing of the music, and then I interpret a story or a message or a theme based off of that specific tone or mood that the song is setting off, or what how it resonates with me personally.
It would start off like I'd write a song, and then I would just I would show it to him, and with and some songs, especially Trickery Jones, I had no intention of having anybody. It was just going to be a standalone track, but then his reaction to it was so visceral, and I was like, oh my god, that's amazing. And then he's just like, let me get on this, bro. And then he does this thing where he like shakes me.
I got something.
He does this clapping thing, and he starts shaking me violently, and I feel a little violated. But then I let him on the track, and I let him do his thing. He writes by himself, he writes the melodies, and then he brings it to me. He's like, yo, what do you think? And that song particularly blew my mind when he it was just completely out of left field, not what he normally had done in the past.
Jeremy's girlfriend was in the studio too, and I'm like, you guys, let me know what you think about this. And the vibe, I mean, it's hard. I don't want to say vibe, but I was getting a like an old sailor's theme, or like an old pirate's chant.
A
like
sea shanty?
Song. Exactly. That's kind of the vibe I was getting, especially with the drums. And that's kind of the type of the mood I wanted to convey with that. And it was like, Trickery Jones, that is, I imagine like a pirate going, Trickery Jones, that is his name.
Yarr.
Don't fall for his ruse, your demise is, and so on. So that's kind of the vibe I was going for that. And
you guys will hear that song in a little bit.
Let's move on to a little segment we have on the show called Five Questions, where I'm going to ask you five questions everyone gets asked. So here it is. Cue the music. It's time for Five Questions. What's the worst gig you ever had?
This performance specifically, Jeremy couldn't make it out, but I had this performance out for this like community, I want to call them like a community organization, and they were having artists come out, and they specifically chose me to go out and perform, and I'm like, wow, I'm honored, you know? And I go out there, and as soon as the first track goes 15 seconds in, I guess the audio engineer accidentally pulled the plug or something, and it just cuts in front of like maybe 200 people. And I'd like to believe I played it off to a certain extent, because I was like, all right, guys, we're going a cappella. And everyone starts laughing, and I literally just finished the song. Literally a cappella. I just sang to no instrumental, and it was still fun.
I would say my worst gig when I was in middle school. So my very first band, it went through a few phases, but the phase it was at this point, we called ourselves Break the Silence, and it was with my childhood best friend and this other guy who we just brought on board as the bassist, and we played a show at Jax.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Yeah, Jax. Before it was Empire, before it was Hideout, it was Jax. And I'd been playing drums for about 3 years at this point, so I wasn't very good. But I thought I was very good, you know, because who doesn't when they're like 14 or 13,
think, yeah.
You know,
I still think I'm pretty
I'm
good,
the shit,
yeah, I'm
you know,
the shit, dude.
So I had the gall to say, let me do a drum solo, guys. Let me do a drum solo at age 13. Like, what the hell was I thinking?
Oh, God.
What kind of 13-year-old does a drum solo?
Not many.
Yeah. So, and I remember doing the drum solo and looking back at it. And listening back to the recording, it sounded like I was throwing a temper tantrum. Like my parents had just grounded me.
I hate you, Mom.
I don't want to get grounded. You know, like that kind of stuff. Like
you canceled my Warcraft.
Yeah. And then right in the middle of it, the kick pedal went straight through the kick.
Oh, man.
Like, and got stuck. Like, whap. And then it just wasn't moving. It was like, it was just like, and then I just couldn't, I had no bass drum. And then I like lost everything. I was like, without the bass drum, I have nothing. And then I actually started throwing a temper tantrum because I was 13 years old. I was like, oh, how did this happen? I was so mad.
What's the worst equipment malfunction you had on stage?
Shit.
Well, there goes my mind, but I've got another one, I think. You go first, though.
Oh, man. I mean, back to my original, I mean, honestly, my last answer answers the second question, apparently.
Yeah, that was the worst.
All right, what's the dirtiest or scariest place you've stayed on a tour or an out-of-town gig?
Ooh.
We're about to stay at this Airbnb, and I'm very reluctant to be at Airbnb.
Oh, it's. I mean, we can pick a nice one because they're paying us to go up there.
Fair enough.
So we can pick a nice one. Don't worry. Context to that: we're playing a show at a gala in New York City in May for a nonprofit organization called Women for Afghan Women. And it's a really awesome organization, really great events. We got invited. We're honored to be able to participate in that. Yeah, it's going to be super dope. Anytime I get to go to New York City for free and make
and
like
then get paid for it.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. but yeah, I think the worst place. So this is more recently. I was in a band a few years ago called Circa Trova. Yeah. It was good times, man. You know, we had a good sound. So we played a lot in Philadelphia, a lot. We actually had more of a fan base up in Philly than we had in Fairfax, Virginia, which is where we started. and I had joined the band a few years after they had been together. Before they had Josh Carkle, who's a great drummer. He unfortunately had to leave the band for personal reasons, and then they invited me to play drums with them, and it was a really cool experience. We played in Philly one time at the legendary Dobbs, which is a really cool bar, kind of a divey bar. The bar itself wasn't bad, but like the green room where the band stayed, it was a mess. Like, we're talking paint chipping off the wall. Pretty sure I saw like 6 roaches in the time I was. Yeah, I mean, like, roaches. Yeah, and that's one thing I can't handle is when I see a big old like guy on the side, and he's moving. I can't handle that. I've got a pretty strong stomach, but you know, that kind of freaked me out a little bit. Great place though, not to knock them. I'm sure they've cleaned up since then because it's been years.
Yo, we talking shit. Yeah. You're talking shit, Jeremy.
No. I mean, they lots of legendary acts have played there, and not to put them down because they're a great venue. But that green room, and maybe it just was a bad day for them.
Just a bit of an insect problem.
Yeah. You know, it's just in that room. Everything else was fine. The bar was clean. Like, you know, it just was that one room. They're like, meh, bands don't need much. You know, let's not clean it, you know.
What's the closest you've come to quitting music?
It was originally when I was just getting out of, just graduating high school alone. I mean, I did take my music seriously, even at a young age, because I'm just the naive, like, 16-year-old, 17-year-old that's like, I'm going to be a rapper when I'm older. And it's like, then transitioning out of high school, and I would start to feel like this anxiety just that came upon me day by day, closing to the end of like graduation, and I'm leaving high school, and it's like, Ahmad, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? You know? And I would get hassled a lot by, like, you know, friends, family, and pressured, and, I've switched majors, I've switched focuses because I'm just like left and right about what I want to do. In my opinion, choosing what to major in or choosing what you want to do for the rest of your life is the biggest decision of your life. Maybe after marriage, if that's even a factor, you know. Yeah. Let's see if you can make it to that point in life, you know. But I've been really hesitant at times, but I don't mean to get all like emotional with you though, but like when my dad got diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and me being the oldest son in the family, not to mention like especially just culturally, like the first son is usually like the breadwinner of the family, and it's up to you to take care of the fam once you know your parents have moved on to the next stage. It did bring on a lot of pressures, and it still does at times.
So when I similar situation, I'm a little bit older than Ahmad, so I graduated high school in 2007. Mm-hmm. Similar existential crisis. You know, graduated high school. I got into one of the two colleges I applied for, and I decided not to go. I decided to stay behind and do community college for a couple of years to save my parents money because money was tight at that time. And at that point, nobody had told me, hey, man, like, your music is good. You should do it professionally, you know. And people have, you know, I showed very few people my music at that time because it was still, like, I started writing music when I was 16, so it was still relatively new to me. And, you know, me being a perfectionist since day one, I wanted to make sure that before I showed anybody other than my close musician friends. And then a few years later, after taking courses in business management, because I thought that was going to be my path. But a few years after I graduated high school, I was a barista and a shift supervisor at Starbucks. Like, that was a point in my life where, you know, I love those years, but then I hate them because that was truly the epitome of my existential crisis. Because I'd seemingly be walking over to a dead end in school, and I had no idea what I wanted to do. And then I showed my good friend Kevin my music for the first time. And this is like the first time, outside person who's not a musician, that I showed my music to. He said, holy shit, that's good. You need to do this all the time, every day, all day. And you need to do this. You just need to do it, man.
My last question is, what's the best memory you have performing music?
Wow.
I think for both of us, it was that. It was the UMF. I mean, just UMF, the fact that we were invited to that, and it was honestly a smorgasbord of emotions, because I don't get nervous on stage and I don't get nervous performing. I think I kicked that, you know.
I think
I nailed that coffin, you know, when I was young. I was taught to perform really, really young. But I got a little bit nervous that day because I saw the crowd and I saw the type of acts that we were following. And I was like, wow, man, this music is so, like, it's so raw and it's so gritty.
Emotional.
I was like, how are we going to sit in this? How's the crowd going to like us? You know, we were kind of both feeling that. Got up on stage, set everything up. People were kind of curious, just like we always set up. People were like, wow.
We were the only set with, like, drum machines and keyboards. Yeah. And honestly, like a hip-hop set.
Yeah. And so people were very curious. They're like, what's going on? And then, you know, we started playing. The first half of the set was all electronic, you know, MIDI keyboard, MIDI drum machine. Second half was acoustic drums. Dude, honestly, that was my favorite memory because like you were saying, even before that point when I got on the acoustic drums, the vibe was just incredible, man. People were like, we just didn't expect that reaction at all. It was a great moment, man. I mean, I don't know if you have anything else to add to that, but that was it for me.
Once we got off, the people just rushed to us. Like, it was the first time I felt like, oh damn, like, I feel like a hot shot. Like, I feel like a big shot. You know?
All right. Well, we've been alluding to this song this whole interview,
yeah,
Trickery
true.
Jones.
Yeah.
Let's finally get to it. Let's get it out there. So here. Just listen, an intro doesn't do it justice. So here it is, it's Trickery Jones by Silo Mentality.
It was trickery. Fiery red hair. No, the man is not Satan, but resemblance is there. Trickery, Trickery Jones, that is his name. His game be unknown. Out of the flames, he's Trickery Jones. His voice like a thunder, he aims for the throne. Trickery, trickery, trickery. plate. Now for your kin, he poisons our youth, ransacked in skin. He stands with an army, a nation of clones. Trickery, 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 Jones. What you gonna do? Would you follow through? Would you wanna go back home? Do reparation, who revolution, throw that stone. Enticing, entrancing, I know she got game. But the worst of it all, she's Jones's hot dame. Get your pants out my pockets, face off my screen. I hate when you smile and I see your white teeth. He says he wants justice, he says he wants peace, but what I see are lies and a soul full of greed. Trickery Jones, trickery bleed. No moral code, you see, comes from beneath. That is his name, his game be unknown. Out of the flames, he's Trickery Jones. It's been a hard time trying to maintain this drive. Tomorrow, when it's all said and done, one boy run. Run, boy, run! Trickery Jones, that is his name. Don't fall for his ruse, your demise is his gain. When victory comes, he will see the end. But the world's deaf and dumb, so he'll sure rise again.
The young generation being told that these things are real will not be raised in such a way that they can deal with a rational, logical, real world. Real world. Real world.
That was Trickery Jones by Silo Mentality. Fuck you, Mr. Trump.
Hell yeah.
So let's promote some shit. Let's get some social medias out there so you guys know where to find them and all that. So any upcoming shows, album releases?
Well,
anything of that nature.
So I talked a little bit about it earlier. We're going up to New York City to play at the Woman for Afghan Woman 2017 gala up there in New York City. It's going to be an awesome time. May 25th, we'll be playing there. I mean, you know, obviously it's, you know, we don't expect you guys to, you know, to drop. Yeah, I mean, we're just really excited about it.
In New York,
hey,
we'll be listening.
Yeah, you know, if you're listening to this and you're in the Manhattan area and you're aware of this gala and there are tickets you need to purchase for it, we'll be playing there May 25th. I just released my own album, my sophomore album, called Shake Hands with Danger. It's the first album because it's my sophomore album, but it's the first album where I feel like I really found my sound as an artist. And my artist name is Lunartic. And it obviously features Silo Mentality, this guy to my left, on the album, which is going to be a reoccurring theme. He's going to be on every single one of my albums, basically, because that's just the way it has to be, man. People have come to accept expect it. Yeah, it's like a package. I mixed and mastered at Oddly Enough Productions, my studio, and it was obviously composed by yours truly. It's on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music. The album's called Shake Hands with Danger by Lunartic. And I'd love it if you guys could check it out. You can email us at jeremy@oddlyenoughproductions.com. If you're interested in working with us, I'd love to collaborate with people. I believe that the only way you'll ever be successful is with other people's help. I'd love to talk to, even if you just want to talk, I'm down with that too. Jeremy at oddlyenoughproductions.com. You can also find us at Facebook. You just search Oddly Enough Productions. We'll pop right up. Also, Asylum Mentality has a Facebook, Lunartic, LUNARTICK. Also has Facebook. Just talk to us. Reach out to us. Let us know what you think about the music, you know, because that's what it's all about. I just love talking to people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially when it comes to just music. Or if you want to share your music with me, absolutely, man. Dude, bring it on. I want to hear everything in the world. Do you have anything you want to promote, Ahmad?
Check us out on Instagram, Twitter. Like you said, Facebook, but just Silo Mentality, S-I-L-O Mentality, obviously. And Twitter, Silo Mentality, O-E, stands for Oddly Enough. And that's pretty much it. I like talking, too. So hit me up. I like talking to you, Keaton.
Oh, shit.
No, actually, Keaton, you interviewed my boy Richie 2 years ago, and I was a guest on that show. Is there a reason I wasn't invited anytime soon? It's been 2 years.
I know.
It's been 2 years since since the interview.
I done gone bojangled.
I hate you. I'm just kidding. I'm honored to be here.
Well, I got a couple things to promote and let you guys know about. First off, our open mics. Open mics are amazing places to see local musicians showcase stuff that you normally can't hear at regular shows and all that. Very community oriented. My favorite open mic is every Thursday night at Epicure Cafe in Fairfax. Wonderful people, wonderful pizza. Go to it. If you don't live near Fairfax, because the internet's all over the world, just Google search open mics. You'll find something. There is someone somewhere with a microphone for you to listen to other people at or perform yourself if you so wish. So yeah, there's that. Few shows going on. The first one is April 15th, Slapshot, Activate, Cop Stabber, Walk the Plank, and Old Ham Boys are playing at The Pinch. It's going to be a fun night of punk, power, camaraderie, probably beer on the floor.
Hell yeah.
That's just how it goes.
Walk the Plank, I'm telling you guys. So good.
Oh, yeah.
Their shows are insane.
And then May 5th and May 6th at the Songbird Cafe is the Great Breakin' Even Fest, featuring a lot of local punk bands in the area. A few of the bands that are playing are Dot Dash, Dead End Lane, Flower Bomb, Boardroom Heroes, American Television, who's actually the organizer's band. They're incredible. And Teen Death, and a lot more. So tickets for that are $15 a night or $30 for 2 days, which $30 to see like 20-some-odd bands over a course of 2 days, that's a bargain.
That's nice.
I'd like to give a big thank you to Ken Barnum and Mark Ryder. You can follow them. They produce, engineer, make everything sound pretty. The world is a better place, honestly, because of them.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%, man.
Improving
really nice.
Our days.
I love you.
One song at a time. You can check out their social medias, Mark Ryder Music, at Kim Barnum on the Twitter, at Instagram, Facebook, all that jazz. While you're on your social medias, feel free to throw Cassathetic a like or a follow or whatever is on that social media. It seems to be different through each one. No Snapchat, though. Sorry.
I think that's not necessarily a bad thing. Snapchat's a dangerous entity.
Yeah, I don't have a clue what it is. I barely understand Facebook.
It's dangerous.
I was doing a progression right here, and I was like, "Yo, can you film me on Snap?" And he's like, "Yeah, I got you, dude." And you didn't record anything. I'm like, "Thank you, bro." And I'm like,
I didn't understand what I was doing. So, yeah, likes, follows, all that. Big thank you to Bias Studios for hosting us and recording, letting us use their facilities. Lovely place. Check them out online for all your recording needs if you so desire. We got one last song for you to wind down this episode, if you will. Well, the song doesn't wind down. The song's... Can I say lit and still sound cool?
Yeah.
Song's fucking lit.
Say it, man.
Hell yeah.
Say it with pride.
All right. So the last song is Providence. Is there anything you wanted to say before the world hears it?
The song's about my relationship, my internal relationship, or my personal relationship with these great artists that have lived through the ages. and how they influenced me. Artists like Nujabes, J Dilla, Jean-Michel Basquiat, Michelangelo, things like that, and how me as an artist have to, it's my role to kind of pay homage to those that I find not necessarily just influence me, but I know that there's greatness in certain people and their art. So yeah, that's it. That's Providence.
All right. Well, here it is. For all you listen out there in the internet, in the world, however you listen, it's Providence by Silo Mentality and Oddly Enough Productions, Lunartic. Go find it all and enjoy.
Oddly enough, this far forever. How many fused with terror, and it could be no better. See no error, regressors feel the pleasure. Yo, 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 yo. I see no error, how many fused with terror. Yo, yo, and it could be no better. See no error, regressors feel the pleasure, and you can feel the pressure propping up every tremor. Yo, lifestyles that are broken and famous. By God, am I ever gonna make it? Regardless, I'ma wait, dissipate, never take the ratings, breaking up like a matrix. Basquiat to my, I'ma finna paint this picture while my paper says aimless. I don't know, bro, maybe take a photo off your ass and do it yourself, you're brainless. Off off your ass and move, get your job back and hit that school. Whenever one wanna settle the kettle, rub up on a battle, tick tock it away and lose. With the way that the beat is loud, Michelangelo'd be so proud. Think that the verse is heat and fire, resurrect from beneath the ground. I don't wanna eat that clown, I don't wanna beat that would leave me proud. I don't wanna freak that would see me down and be so delighted to see me frown. I just wanna be a bird to not feel the heat and be coerced. To fly free and not believe I'm hurt, I'd fall head first and I'd eat that. Picasso, where are you now? Nujabes, I miss your sound. J Dilla, I hope you're proud. Rumi can't hold me down. I'd kill to be a prodigy, hardest amongst the progeny. Quality, honestly, what I live for, no stopping me. See no error, been like this for forever. How many fused with terror, and it could be no better. See no error, yo, yo, I see no error, yo, yo, I see no error. Regressors feel the pleasure, and you can feel the pressure wrapping up every tremor. See no error, regressors feel the pleasure, and you can feel the, yo, yo, check. Oddly enough, yeah. Yo. Check it out. One, two, go. I can't rely on dead spirits and harvest them. The greats are dead, I make my bed and I do it flawlessly. Nothing promised to me except to take the consequence. Rely on no man when you speak of God's providence. I can't rely on dead spirits and harvest them. The greats are dead, I make my bed and I do it flawlessly. Nothing promised to me except to take the consequence. Rely on no man when you breathe in God's providence. I see the past, the sickness and the sad. To consummate towards harmony, I'll hop up on my gas. I'm feeling fine, the higher I can climb, defines what I become, so brother, hit me with your lies, yo. I see the past, the sickness and the sad. To consummate towards harmony, I'll hop up on my gas. I'm feeling fine, the higher I can climb, defines what I become, so brother, hit me with your lies. That's right.